This is New England Public Media. If you're age 16 or older in Massachusetts, you can now book an appointment to get the COVID-19 vaccine, if you can find one. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Over the weekend, Massachusetts surpassed the 2 million mark for residents fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. And despite not having the J&J one-shot vaccine available, today begins eligibility for all residents age 16 and up to get vaccinated. So, Matt, is the Baker administration entirely confident vaccine supply will meet demand in a timely way?
Well, that is a great question. Thankfully, with the J&J delay, the state was actually expecting its allotment of Johnson & Johnson vaccine to be rather small, at least this week, possibly next week. So the plan was counting heavily on doses of Pfizer, Moderna, the two-shot vaccines. The administration says that they have confidence that the website will be able to withstand the volume. The site has been stress-tested. They are hopeful for no glitches there, but supply continues to be a week-to-week ongoing concern, and that's why you've heard the governor urge patients, telling people that now that we've hit this milestone where all adults 16 and older are eligible for the shot, it could take several weeks before people are able to secure their appointments, depending on the supply from the federal government. Johnson & Johnson comes back online, that will help them particularly reach some of the harder-to-get-to populations, homebound seniors, homeless, people like that can make a real impact with the one shot. The state continuing to get information basically on a rolling basis week to week about how much it can expect, and that will impact how fast the population can get vaccinated.
And folks can always take that other route and just go to New Hampshire, because starting today, New Hampshire opens up vaccine eligibility to people who don't even live there. Budget season has arrived. The Massachusetts House Ways and Means Committee has a lot of work ahead of them for this week. Can you give us a preview?
A lot of work. A lot of people are taking advantage of the school vacation week. It's not a vacation for the House Ways and Means Committee. Well over 1,100 amendments to the fiscal year 2022 budget have been filed by House lawmakers. And they will be combing through these proposals in anticipation of the debate next week. We are looking at a relatively normal budget schedule for the first time in a long time after last year's budget process was upended by the pandemic. This is the traditional way of doing things on Beacon Hill, but it means looking through a lot of these proposals. And after last year's budget process, was basically simplified and boiled down to its nuts and bolts components just to get a budget plan in place. We're seeing a lot of interest from legislators to put their imprint on this spending plan for next year. So it should be a long week next week of debate in the House.
And the once-in-a-decade process of redistricting has also begun in Massachusetts. That's when legislative boundaries get redrawn to take into account population changes. Now, this is getting started despite the state not having vital information from the U.S. Census available until the fall. Briefly, can you lay out what lawmakers aim to accomplish before they get population data?
Yeah, with the census delaying the release of their precise population data until at least September 30th. That makes this process a bit more challenging than usual. But the committee is planning on having hearings in every congressional district. That would be 9 hearings. They hope to have them in the coming months, wrapping those up by August, and they will be gathering feedback about what people would like to see in their new maps. You know, we've seen issues crop up in the past where, for instance, a town like Chelmsford has been divided into 4 House legislative seats on Beacon Hill, and they've asked for more consolidation. The committee will be looking to see if they think they can do that. We heard last week from activists in Worcester who say that despite the city's growing population and growing population of people of color, they have never had a minority representative, and they blame that on the fact that A lot of the city's districts include outside suburban communities and aren't wholly contained in the city. So the committee will be looking at early population numbers, preliminary population data to identify areas where they think they could maybe change the map.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media. Mm-hmm.